Digital Arena on the app, on your smart, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
Welcome to the Sportscast, December 26, 2025. It is Boxing Day in the UK, maybe some places in the US. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating interview. Also Napster. We're also an online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also follow us on X and Spotify, and Instagram at thesportscast1, and check out our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. We had three Christmas games yesterday. They were stellar. They were on Netflix. I don't know anyone who watched the NBA games, but join us all the way from a cozy office in West Palm Beach, Brett Blair. Welcome back to The Sportscast.
Pleasure, Santiago. Happy holidays, my friend.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. It's been great. How's been your holiday season? Have you has the expectations been met?
I don't really have expectations these days. That's why I'm let down. So you don't have any expectations, my friend. You can never get let down.
You can never let down. Me too. I had a lot of food, presents, and I'm ready to get back. I said, Brett wants to do the show on Boxing Day on the 26th. Let's do it. Let's go. Ray is actually out. He has his in-laws this weekend, so he's not able to show up. Let's talk about yesterday's game. Cowboys defeated the Commanders 30-23. It kind of looked like a deceiving scoreline because the Cowboys were dominating most of yesterday. Dak Prescott threw for 370 yards and two touchdowns. Brett, your analysis after yesterday's game, even though the Cowboys were eliminated already.
Yeah, I mean they're playing for themselves, playing for the team. I like it. Nobody saw the three-game skid coming up. Like, I didn't see that. After we started playing very well, I did not see us going on that three-game skid. Dak does lead the NFL in passing yards, second touchdowns. You know, he's having a great season. If Dak was playing on a relevant team right now, they would be putting him in with Drake May, you know, and this for the MVP with Allen, Drake May, and the like. But so even with a stellar season, it'll get close to 5,000 yards, you know, over 30 touchdown passes. That's a great year. The Cowboys, again, the defense at times disappeared. They played for themselves. I'm happy they got the win. I'm happy we beat the Commanders. It wasn't as close as that score, like it was, you know, but overall it was just Cowboys did dominate most of the game, to be honest with you.
And we had Emmitt Smith, which is interesting. Like during the broadcast yesterday, they had a Zoom, which they did Zooms in multiple games with Emmitt Smith. And Emmitt Smith said something very positive. He likes the head coach, Brian Schottenheimer. And he likes how they're using the running game. Brett, were you surprised with that comment from Emmitt Smith?
I was not surprised. I was actually pleased to see him back. And I know that one of the things that they did this year was start bringing back some of the 90s teams, even 80s teams, the teams that were the doomsday defense, the teams that were
Tony Dorsett. Dominant.
It's right. Tony Dorsett came back. Randy White, a bunch of them sat in on meetings, really brought the culture back, the culture of winning. You are the Cowboys. You are America's team for a reason. Obviously, in the past 20 some odd years, they haven't done what they're supposed to do. But I like the direction of Schottenheimer. We need a new defensive coordinator. They didn't buy into his scheme. We haven't looked good. We have
what's the deal with Eberflus?
I have no idea. I don't know why we brought him over. He wasn't impressive to begin with. Obviously, it's way above my pay grade. But he does not fit. Honestly, I would love to see Dan. I would have liked to see at the time Dan Quinn take the team, okay, instead of moving over to Washington. But I love the offensive mind of Schottenheimer. He is a Schottenheimer, obviously, so he has that pedigree in him, and I love the direction he's taking it. Now we need to do something about defense. We need an edge rusher, obviously. I like Reese out of Ohio State, if you haven't seen him, number 8. The next coming of maybe a Micah Parsons. And how does the trade look now when the Cowboys have two defensive tackles that are both in the top 10 in the NFL? In Williams and 95 Clark, and another number one pick for a player who's out with a torn ACL. So obviously, I never want injuries. I never want that to be part of the game. But it's very weird how it worked out. And right, and now we have an extra pick. We got some defensive tackles. Now we need to go after some edge rushers and help that defense.
One team that does have a good defense, headed by Brian Flores, the Minnesota Vikings eliminated the Lions yesterday. It was a great game. Defense dominating that. 6 turnovers, 5 sacks, spread. The Lions were doomed by the Vikings defense and Brian Flores.
The worst showing I've seen from Jared Goff, from almost any quarterback, like ever. It was comical at some point. The way he was not only throwing, you know, the interceptions, but fumbles, and they were not in that game at all. They literally turned the ball over 6 times, and had the ability to tie the game with a touchdown on that last drive that they actually sacked from Van Ginkle, who was all over the field yesterday. This guy was all over the field. That Minnesota defense, Brian Flores, that's somebody I'd love to see in Dallas. That's a defensive coordinator right there. People buy into a scheme. And obviously it pays off. They were maniacs yesterday. Maniacs. Goff couldn't do anything. Obviously, I was up with his subpar performance. But a lot of it had to do with that Vikings defense. And Brian Flores but whether he's bringing pressure, whether he's pulling the pressure back, beautifully schemed game from Brian Flores.
Yeah, beautiful scheme. Also, the offense from Jordan Addison. If you look at this touchdown, this closed out. The game yesterday, as Lions never led at all. It was always the Vikings with Max Brosner, backup quarterback.
No.
And look at this run by Addison. Unbelievable. Yeah, like he had a jump over.
The way with him getting into the end zone, yeah. One of the most athletic plays I've seen of the year for him to stay in bounds and then hold the ball over and get over the back of the pylon. You know, that changed the game. That changed the complexion of the game. They had 60 or something rushing yards entire game, minus six passing yards, and then that play happened.
We think about the Lions, you know, losing those two coordinators, right. Brett, what are their futures looking like?
I mean, they still have the talent. Hutchinson, and they have some play Muhammad on defensive players. They have people like a ball on defense, and obviously with you know, Gibbs and Montgomery, the pieces are there, but this is a perfect example of how much it hurts when you lose a defensive coordinator. You know, the parity of the league, any team can, for the most part, can win, you know, any given Sunday, like they used to say, but you know, when you lose both coordinators, that takes a huge toll on your team. And this is a perfect example of why. That's really where they're lost.
Yeah, Coach Campbell said it. It's going to get much more harder next year for them, as he was taking like the play calling thing, which I thought that was a bad idea, but we'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks with this Lions team. They've been eliminated, by the way, because of this game. Correct. Packers are in the playoffs with that one tie, helped them out against the Cowboys. Bo Nix last night had a late touchdown pass and standby of Broncos defense, finishing off 20-13 win over the Chiefs. Of course, this game was kind of like overlooked because there was no Patrick Mahomes. There was a Travis Kelce possibly playing his final game in Arrowhead, but I didn't watch the game. Did you?
Yeah, I watched all of them, of course. I what's funny is Kelce in the fourth quarter, he hadn't done anything. He had one catch the whole game, but then the fourth quarter, he had 3-4 catches right in a row. They obviously have no Patrick Mahomes. Bo Nix did. To where he was mobile and still looked to get the ball out as opposed to just running. So he had a rushing touchdown and then a passing touchdown to my UCF, Central Florida baby, RJ Harvey. So they look good. They did what they were supposed to do. They're looking for that number one position. That's why I'm so surprised Detroit played the way they played, because you know, a Dan Campbell team doesn't play like that in a game that matters that much. And that was a true showing of maybe what the real problem is with the coordinators. So I'm impressed with the defense or with the Denver Broncos. I think that number one overall spot, obviously they're battling it out with New England. And I think that Denver will get the number one overall seed.
Yeah. We'll definitely look at the playoff picture later in the show. Travis Kelce is Kansas City.
I don't think so. And the reason I don't think so is I think that he's going to want to be there for Patrick Mahomes coming back in this last year. And I think that'll probably be his last year. He'll because he's going to need his tight end is a good tight end is the quarterback security blanket. And I believe, you know, he's not what he used to be. Obviously we see he lost a step. We see he can't do what, but I think he comes back one more year just for Patrick, kind of feeling back into the game. Obviously, to even come back by the beginning of the year is a quick timetable, but this is Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, he's never had a serious injury, literally never had a serious injury. That's why we say when you're talking about the GOAT, do it for 10 years, do it for 12 years, then we'll go. And these are the type of things that obviously he's well on his way in that conversation for the greatest of all times, even, you know, while he hits three quarters away through his career. But I see Patrick coming back, and I see Kelce staying there to play with him.
Yeah, definitely want to see that. And they got a new stadium moving to Kansas in a couple of years. DK Metcalf, he had a costly punch. Steelers wide receiver loses $500,000 in salary and $45 million contract guarantees after fan altercation. Suspended for two games, Brett. What do you do in a situation like this?
You never go into whatever it is, even with basketball, with what happened in the whole nine yards. You never mix it up with the fans. No, he lost out on $45 million guaranteed. I had no idea. Obviously, there's clauses in there of the way of your the way you act, your decorum, the way you behave in public. You know, that reflects on the NFL, directly on the NFL and directly on the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's why, no matter what, I had no idea, I'm going to be honest with you, that he lost $45 million guaranteed. I knew he had, you know, 500 in actual fines, because, you know, that is, if you have $45 million willing to do that because in that specific moment you were so aggravated that you felt you had to hit a fan, then that's pretty childish. That's like spitting in the
and
you know, we have these guys are not kids, these guys are adults.
Quite something. And that was altercated, he is going to have a press conference today talking about what was his side of the story. So quite something. A lot going on. NFL Week 17 started yesterday on Christmas, but we're going to preview the rest of Week 17 because there's a lot of good games.
And Brett knows it.
He's done the research. All right, let's go to Texans at Chargers. Chargers have clinched. Texans have the number one defense and pass rush, and they will test Justin Herbert, who's coming off a big gain. Houston can clinch with help. Chargers are already in. Who do you have, Brett? Texans at Chargers.
I take the Chargers on this.
You got the Chargers on this. I'm going for the Texans because they have to win. So we'll see what happens in the next 24. Let's go Ravens at Packers. No Lamar Jackson, doubtful. But they have to win, Brett, to go into the playoffs. Packers are in. They're comfortable.
Yeah.
Now they got Derrick Henry.
Snoop Hundley. They got Tyler Hundley at quarterback. That's Snoop Hundley. Yeah. So I don't see him beating the Packers in Green Bay in January. Obviously no Micah, but I think Jordan Love has a game. I know he's questionable. We'll see. But I think the Packers win this.
Packers are going to win it. I'm going to pick the Packers because no Lamar and Hundley will not do it. So you're right. Let's go to the NFC, AFC South. Jaguars are surging. Had a huge game against the Broncos last week. Colts are trying to stop the slide behind Jonathan Taylor at home. Colts could still make the playoffs.
All right, so first, kudos to Rivers. Like, if anybody who watched him last week, he was incredible. he going through his progressions, kicking them apart. If their defense would have helped him last week, obviously they played, you know, a team with Purdy that's threw four touchdowns himself. But the Jaguars are hot, man. The Jaguars are hot. Just to be a buzzkill, I'm going to go to the Colts at home and stick with my boy Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers, I'm going for the Jaguars. I think they need to win this to win the division. So we'll see what happens. Let's go to Carolina. They're also in the playoff bubble here. Seahawks coming off an exhausting overtime win while chasing the NFC West. And Panthers playing with belief in outside playoff hopes. Who do you have? Seahawks 12-3 at Panthers 8-6. Evan.
I'll take the Seahawks with that defense all day.
I'm going for the Panthers. I think they have more.
Seahawks in their D.
Win.
Are you really just to go against me?
Hey, I think they're capable. Panthers is a different Panthers team. Definitely. Both these teams are eliminated, Brett. Spotlight is on Trey McBride versus a Cincinnati defense. Vulnerable to tight ends. Who do you have? Cardinals 3-12 at Bengals 5-10.
This is a, like, what do you got? Jacobs on one side. I'm going with a team with Joe Burrow back. I'm going with the Bengals at home. Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, everybody's going to have a day.
Let's go. I'm going for Cincinnati as well. Let's go. Bucks at the Dolphins. Bucks are trying to halt a late season collapse with slim playoff life. The Dolphins are still looking at rookie quarterback Quinn Ayers. Who do you have? Bucks at Miami.
That little battle of Florida, you know what I'm saying? But I see Baker having a day. I'm going to be honest with you. He's got all his Godwin, Ibuka, they're all there right now. They got Bucky Irvin back. They have really a trifecta at running back and three good wide receivers. So Baker has weapons all around him, and they needed a hell of a lot more than the Dolphins, especially with a rookie quarterback making, I believe, his first start. So I'm
number two starts.
That was second start. I'll take still taking the Bucks.
Let's go to Cleveland. T.J. Watt returns to practice 2 weeks after lung surgery. Steelers aim to clinch the AFC North Division while scheming for Myles Garrett, trying to break that sack record, Brett. Browns start rookie quarterback Shedeur Sanders. Who do you have? Steelers at Browns.
I love that Shador's playing, you know, actually, and he's playing okay. You know, I'm more excited about Myles Garrett, but I have to take a moment for my boy Shane and put some respect on Aaron Rodgers. At 42, he said to me, look, this cat's playing better than people 20 years younger than him. And I didn't think he would play at this level. I thought he wouldn't have enough fleet of foot, be able to mobile enough to make the plays. But Aaron Rodgers is balling. So I'm going to take the Steelers, obviously, at the Browns. But I'd love to see four sacks from Miles and we get a new record. We get a new sack record.
Hey, he's getting paid for it. So we'll see what happens. I got a Pittsburgh as well. Let's go to his AFC East showdown. Patriots heavily favored and can clinch the AFC East with help. Jets rookie quarterback Brady Cook continues to struggle. Patriots at Jets, Brett.
I would love to be the devil's advocate here and say the Jets. I'd love to be able, but if they even had Justin Fields, I would. No, stop. The Patriots are playing great football on all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams. That's why they're 12-3 for the complementary football. Well, meaning the offense and the defense and special teams all work together for your game. And that's what the Patriots, you know, they got a great coach and a great quarterback. And usually that's what, you know, when there's a great coach and a great quarterback in New England, usually that means they're playing well. That's what I'm last time. So I'm going to go pay New England.
Good chemistry. Well, will Aaron Glenn stay?
I'd like to see him get one more year. I mean, he had nobody at quarterback consistently the whole year. This isn't his fault. They may not because it's New York, but I'd love to see him get one more year.
I think he stays. I got New England as well. Let's go Saints at Tennessee. Both eliminated. Saints are having a lot of injuries. Titans trending upward behind Cam Ward in the run game. Brett, who do you have? Saints at the Titans.
I'm going to go with the Saints. Like their defense last week played really, really well. Obviously, this is a battle for nothing. Let's see what Pollard coming in. Pollard's been doing a little bit better. But if they can bring him, if we can bring Pollard and get some help for Cam Ward, that the kid's got a cannon. Like the kid, you just don't have enough pieces around him. I'm going to New Orleans.
I'm going for Tennessee. Let's go to another toilet bowl. Our toilet bowl games this weekend. But there's draft position implications, Brett. Both teams focus on snagging long losing streaks. The number one pick. Raiders lean on Ashton Jeanty. Raiders plays Brock Bowers on IR. Who do you have, Giants at Las Vegas?
It's funny because on both of these teams, like, what do you feel? Like, if you're the number one pick, there really isn't that either of these teams need to be the number one. So, they, you know, it's funny. It's a year where they don't need that particular, you know, pick, first or second pick. I'm going to go the Raiders at home, surprising everybody, just because Dart looked so bad last week.
I'm going for Raiders, too. We'll see. Giants can have a nice draft pick, but then they could also trade down and get a lot of draft picks for the future or that draft. So we'll see what happens there.
Equity, Eagles, baby. That's what it's all about.
Equity, exactly. Two big teams here. Dual threat quarterback showdown with major run game implications. Bills still chasing the AFC East. Who do you have? Eagles at Bills. More pressure for the Bills to win.
I'm gonna be happy, and it's going to make my Christmas and New Year's as the Bills beat Philadelphia this week. Yeah.
I got Buffalo, too. I think there's more incentive for Buffalo. Let's go to Sunday Night Football. Bears at the Niners. NFC heavyweight clash with seeding stakes. Explosive offensive point towards a high-scoring game. Brett, who do you have in San Fran?
CMC, Christian McCaffrey, makes every play on the field, whether it's receiving, whether it's rushing. When you have a team, obviously their defense, you got no Fred Warner. So that's huge on your defense to be able to move forward. This game, I'm not impressed with the Bears to be at 11-4. I think that they're the weakest of the team that's 11-4 is weak in any way, shape, or form. They are the weakest of the 11-4 teams. I think the 49ers will show them. I see the 49ers beating them not by a few, beating them by a few touchdowns.
I got San Francisco 49ers beating the Bears as well, and San Fran. I think Ray is listening, by the way, so he's happy to hear your
Ray, question. How you doing, buddy?
He's with the in-laws, so anyways. Let's look at the playoff picture, Brett. We got the Broncos clinch in the AFC. Patriots, Jags, Chargers, Bills in the hunt. Steelers, Texans, Colts, and Ravens. Which of these four teams will make that last final spot?
I'd love to see the Colts do it. I really would. No. You know what I'm saying? I'd love to see the Colts get in. Just somehow, with Phillip Rivers, just somehow do it. But that's the team that I'd like to ride. I'd like to see the Colts. Obviously, the Texans and that division, the Steelers are going to win the division. The Ravens don't have what it takes to come back, and they're not going to get a wild card. So, you know, I see obviously the Texans, you know, and the Colts is what I'm looking at as the, you know, the teams that can maybe still get in.
Ravens just needs to give the ball to Derrick Henry, right?
For a change, please. He runs all over people in the first half, and the second half they didn't give him the ball once. It was utterly ridiculous, especially when you have a backup quarterback.
Yeah, the whole fourth quarter he didn't get one touch.
Not one. That's ridiculous. And it wasn't a blowout. It's not like you need a lot of plays. He is a bell cow running back. I mean, obviously he did have a fumble. You know, he does that every now and then, but you brought him over for a reason. You know, let him tote the rock. Like, I'd give it to him at least 25 to 30 times a game, and they don't. I don't know why.
Quite interesting. Let's go to NFC. You got the Seahawks, Bears, Eagles, 49ers, Rams, and Packers. There's one playoff spot, actually, in the NFC. Who will take it, the Panthers or the Bucks, Brett?
Panthers beat the Bucks last week, right?
Yeah, and they play again next week.
Whoa, that's crazy. That they did that. Two teams play the same 3 week period, but right on. I think the Panthers will take the playoff spot over it, and Buccaneers will obviously, you know, that the winner of that division is the worst of the records, obviously with a 500 around 500 record. But I'll take the Panthers, man. I'll take the Panthers on the staying in the playoffs.
Okay, my mistake in the AFC. There's two spots left. You say the Colts, and who and which other team will have that other spot in the playoffs? In the
Colts and the Colts and the Steelers will be the two teams to get in.
Well, there you have it. I'm pretty excited. It's been a weird NFL year, Brad. I'm liking it. I hope it'd be a good playoffs. We'll be like a new champion. I don't know, because the Eagles are still that threat that can win it again. But there you have it. So far, what do you think about the season?
They can do it anytime. Nobody wants to really play them in a big game. Like,
yeah.
Nobody wants to play Philly in a big game right now. I think that they're going to get the beat this week, but they are the Philadelphia Eagles. They just love – Philadelphia loves to complain about nothing. Even when the team is playing great, they love to talk about how people need to be getting fired and they're horrible. And so Philly's a whole different ball game, like a whole different animal as far as the fans that they have. But I'm enjoying it. We've had some great, especially the night games, that have come down to the very last drive, if not the very last play. I'm very impressed with what they did as far as the scheduling that they did for games on TV. Obviously, I get to watch all the games, so it's a little different for a place. But I like the way that, what they do with the season. Obviously, I'm not happy with some of the calls with the hits. I think you need to let these guys play a little bit more. I don't think I'm allowed to say what it's called, the something-ication of the game.
The wussification?
Well, I use it. There's a P in front of that usually. I'm right there. I like, okay.
The rest is wussy.
Okay, thank you. That's why you're the man, son. It's the wussification of the game. Ronnie Lott could not play football in today's game.
He'll be suspended a lot of games.
He could not play because of it. He'd hit people so hard with fair hits. That is, that you're putting your shoulder on their shoulder, but they're called. That's the only thing I don't like about it. The kicking stuff and making the kicker a weapon now. Like, it's got to be stressed. Aubrey, like, and if you rank, because you and I are so big on fantasy football, Aubrey ranked as like, would have been number 8 as a wide receiver with his total points this year. Would have been like number, would have been like number 11 with his total of running backs. So you're talking about a kicker now who has turned into a weapon, you know, with the new kicking ball and with them being able to hit 60 yards consistently. I love it, man. I'm happy Robbie on for the new year.
No, absolutely. And I don't know if you noticed, but San Francisco got rid of their special team coach, even though they have a winning record.
Yeah, I don't know. That has to be something internally. You don't let you haven't been getting exploited on special teams. Like, there's no big play made in either. You're just standard. You're just par. You're just doing your job, what you're supposed to do. So that had to be something internally. You don't fire a special teams coach 2 weeks before the end of the season, unless there's something internally, and I don't really care. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, probably so bump heads drama. With Shanahan, maybe.
Something.
Anyways, Brett, what's the best way to reach you online to ask you about your New Year's resolutions?
X Big Boy Brett Blair at Yahoo. Reach out to me. I'm happy about the new year, man. We're excited. 2026 is going to be amazing, my man. Amazing. And I look forward to seeing more of you, brother.
Absolutely. And you can reach us at the Sportscast One on X and Instagram, or the Sportscast at we'll be live tweeting throughout the weekend. A lot of big games. College football starts back in a couple of weeks, actually in a week from now. So we'll be live tweeting through that. NBA last night, like going NFL stole the NBA on Christmas, didn't they?
I didn't even know there was NBA games on.
There you go.
Yeah, I did not know. I didn't even realize this. I mean, we don't start watching the NBA for another 4 weeks, okay, or 6 weeks. When that happens and we're deprived of the NFL for our period of time, that's when I will focus on basketball.
Netflix subscriptions went way up yesterday, by the way.
Of course. The smartest thing that they ever did, the smartest thing that they believe Paramount bought out the rights to the UFC – genius. He's a genius.
No pay-per-view.
Yeah, because never pay pay-per-view again. You have your standard subscription. How many more people are going to want to subscribe just to Paramount just because they now get every UFC fight, every major UFC fight? And Netflix and Prime, whoever thought of it, it was ingenious, but it makes sense that you need subscriptions. It's going down, subscription rate, this, that, and the other. Ingenious move, because you know these are billion-dollar contracts. You deal with the NFL, you deal with being able to show their game exclusively, and you are talking about billions of dollars of contracts. So
here at the Sportscast, our theory is Super Bowl will be behind pay-per-view.
Wow!
That's our theory.
Wow! When? Wow!
A couple of years,
or I mean,
eventually, it will happen.
I don't. The reason I don't know if it'll ever happen is I don't know if the NFL ever wants to lose total control of what they can do, as far as what they can show and what they can't show. Obviously, money talks. It doesn't matter. You offer them $100 billion for the rights of the NFL for the next something year. How much does it cost to show 30 seconds of commercial time? Let alone buying the rights. I mean, I could see it going that, but God, that would kill. I don't want to see that. I'm going to be honest with you. That would kill America, like, in general.
That would kill the game.
You had to subscribe. Yeah, do you have to subscribe? Yeah,
pay like $60 to watch the Super Bowl.
No, it's ridiculous. That. I mean, and that's why I think that's why these contracts are in place. That's why they get, you know, it was $16 billion for the CBS just to be able to show him a week for, you know, so it's been weeks. Come on now. Your money talks, and the NFL is a business. So I'm so happy I got to speak with you before the new year. Everybody out there, happy and healthy. All right, 2026. I hope for everybody else is going to be for me, man.
There you have it. Happy New Year. You said it best, and this was your update.